Today, we will read Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 20. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that today you would speak to our hearts, that your word would be alive, that your word would be clear, that we would hear and understand. Lord, I pray that as we see today, that your word would take root in our hearts and grow into fruit of the Spirit, that it would grow and honor you by changed lives. So, Lord, I pray that you would speak to us today. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 20. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it on the lake, while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge. He taught them many things by parables, and in his teaching said, "Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he scattered the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so that they could not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop, some multiplying 30, some 60, some 100 times." Then Jesus said, "Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear." When he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked him about the parables. He told them, "The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to those on the outside, everything is said in parables, so that they may be ever seeing, but never perceiving, and ever hearing, but never understanding. Otherwise, they might turn and be forgiven." Then Jesus said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable? The farmer sows the word. Some people are like seed along the path, where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Others, like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop, some 30, some 60, some 100 times what was sown." Today, Mark records the story, or the parable, of the sower and the seed. Now, a parable is a story that is told where one thing represents something else. The person telling the story uses one thing to talk about something that is similar. And so, Jesus uses the story of the sower, a person who throws seeds out, and the seed. And so, to sow, S-O-W, means to throw the seed out into the field and to plant the seeds. So what they would do, they would have a bag of seeds, and they would walk, and they would toss the seeds into the field, and it would grow. Now, he tells a story. As they are trying to plant this field and throwing along the seed falls in different places. Some of it falls on the path, and birds come along and eat the seeds. Others fall on rocky places, and it doesn't really get much root. And then others fall into thorns or weeds, and the weeds and the thorns choke them out. And finally, some of it falls onto good soil, takes root, and grows well. And it produces lots of fruit, or it produces what they're trying to grow. And so, Jesus tells the story and tells them, whoever has ears to hear, let them hear. We are to listen. And I think not just hear, but to really open our hearts and minds to receive the word of God. We'll look at that in just a moment. As his disciples question him and ask him about the meaning of this, he tells them that they really should understand it. That those who believe should get it. And that for those who are not followers of Jesus, that he uses parables. Why? Why does he use parables? Well, part of it is that he can teach his disciples what they need to learn. But he does not want to confuse or give the other side things to use against him. And so, he teaches his disciples, and it's mainly for those who are actually true followers of Jesus, that he wants to truly get this. But another reason that he uses parables is that many times they create in our mind a picture. They create in us an understanding that we might not otherwise have. And that's what this one does. As he explains it, we can see what he's talking about. That basically the picture is the farmer who is throwing the seeds out is kind of like someone who is spreading the word of God. They are teaching about God. They are sharing their faith. They are telling other people about Jesus. And so the words that they say are like these seeds that go out. Sometimes they fall on a hard heart, like the path. If you throw a seed onto a sidewalk, it's not going to grow. Just like that, sometimes our hearts are very hard. Why? Why are they hard? Well, maybe we have been taught something different, and we don't want to open our mind to consider, is God's word true? Maybe there is something in your past that makes your heart hard, that you do not understand or listen well to what God says to you. Well, God can change that. God can take your hard heart, like a heart of stone, and make it soft. But you have to ask him to. And so sometimes the word of God falls onto our hearts, and our hearts are hard. Maybe we have been taught lies, and so we are so much clinging to the things that are not true that we refuse to accept what is true. Maybe we are involved in sin, And we don't want to give up that sin, so that sin has hardened our hearts toward God. But whatever happens, because our hearts are hard, Satan comes along and takes that word away, so it is not effective. It does not do anything in our lives. The next bit of soil is rocky. And so he throws out the seeds, and it falls into rocky soil, where the dirt to grow is very thin. They don't have what they need to really grow well. And I think this is a picture of people who they take it and they receive the word of God, but they don't allow it to really get deep into their lives. They keep it on the surface. They keep it only thinking about certain things. They only allow themselves to apply parts of it. They don't study it deeply. Instead, they just say on what's on top. And this is not what Jesus wants for us. He wants God's word to go deep into our hearts, that we will become like him. The next bit of soil where the seed falls is thorns. And it falls in there and it starts to grow, but other things, thorns or weeds, choke it out. They don't allow it to grow like it should. And Jesus says that this is a picture of someone who allows the worries and the care of this world to control them. They allow the worry of life, of their job, of taking care of their family, to get in and really choke what God is trying to say to us. That we are so concerned about these other things, whether it is the worries of life or other things that are in our life, that we are making more important than God. And we allow that to choke out what God's word could do in our hearts. God does not want that. God wants his word to be the thing that is pushing out the rocks and pushing away all this junk that's in our lives that is keeping us from God. And so then we see the good soil, where it falls and then it takes root and it grows. And it grows, and it grows, and it grows. And you get a beautiful harvest, lots of fruit from this growth. And that is like our lives, that when we hear the word of God and accept it, God uses that to grow our lives, to transform us, to make us different. He uses God's word to change us, so that we then eventually produce the fruit of the Spirit. We produce in our lives actions that show that we are like God. So, what kind of soil is your heart? I know that we looked at this story once before in the book of Matthew, but I think the one thing I like about studying all the four of the Gospels is that, yes, there are some stories that we read again that we've heard before, but it's always good to come back and think about them again. I've read the story many times, and each time it challenges me to look at my life and to say, what is my heart like? Is my heart hard? Like the path? Hard that God's word does not get into my heart and grow? Is my life, my heart, like that stony soil, where, yes, I get the word of God into my life, but I don't let it go deep. I don't really think about what does it mean. I'll listen to it, and then I'll go away and probably forget about it. Is that your heart? What about this thorny soil? Do you have a thorny or a distracted heart? A heart where rather than being focused entirely on God, we allow the concerns of this world to surround us and to choke out what God is trying to do. We allow the worries and the cares and other things to keep us away from God, to distract us, so that God's word does not really produce in us the change that God wants us to make. Or is your heart open? And this is what I pray for you, and what you should pray for yourself. Lord, give me an open heart. Give me a soft heart, a heart that is ready to listen to you and obey, a heart that is ready to hear your word, to receive it and say, yes, Lord, I will do whatever you ask me to do. Lord, we pray that you would give all of us hearts like yours. Give us a heart that is soft and open and ready to do what you want us to do. A heart that listens to your word and that is ready to receive it and allow it to grow in our lives and change us to be more like you. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.